Oh, that's right. We are right here, Sharp Facets Gallery, today. I tell you what, there's been quite a bit of rain coming down. Gracie has just had some of her quiet moments, and she's already having a sigh of relief here this afternoon. I tell you what, she just does not like those thunderstorms. And today, though, my very special guest is Kerry Trapnell. He is the CEO of the Greenwood Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. How you doing today, Kerry?
I'm doing well. How are you, Ann?
I'm very good. So, CEO, that means you cover all aspects, huh, of
That's
running
right.
the rehabilitation hospital.
That's correct.
So, in a nutshell, what is the rehabilitation hospital?
Our job here in Greenwood is to take care of patients that have functional deficits from an injury or illness, such as orthopedic surgeries, stroke, motor vehicle accident, brain injuries, those type conditions, so we can get those patients back home into the community where they belong.
Now, one of the things that I've noticed in reading over everything, and I've read in the paper and whatnot, y'all have an excellent reputation as doing that job.
We do. We take our reputation very seriously, and it's all based on the culture of our facility and our outcomes. Our outcomes are what make our facility shine in our community.
So how long have you been here? You work for, what's the name of the company, the overall company?
Sure. Our parent company is Ernest Health. We're based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We have a little over 20-plus hospitals throughout the nation. I've been with this particular hospital since 2007. Well, I started the hospital then as the CFO when we opened. I was there for 3 years and transferred to a sister hospital in Colorado for some more training for a couple years, and then came back here 2 years ago as the CEO. So a total of seven.
God, if you were still in Colorado, life would be different, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be. It wouldn't be as hot.
Wouldn't be as hot. I was thinking about the marijuana.
That's out there, too. Yes.
I'm telling you, they have just opened it up out there. You might have less business out there. Have you noticed any downer in the business out there?
Exactly. Everyone doesn't need rehab anymore. They just take their own medicine.
Exactly. Oh, well. How did you end up coming back here? First off, first question, why did they build a hospital here? Since this is a small market, relatively speaking, why did they build a hospital here?
Our company looks for small communities. We don't have any hospitals in major metropolitan areas. The one in Colorado is an hour north of Denver. That's probably the closest to a metropolitan area. But we strive to get into the smaller communities where they may not have these type of services like they would in a big city. We want to keep the care close to home.
And since you have been here, do you like Greenwood?
Oh, I love Greenwood.
I mean, you left and you came back. You
That's
must, right?
Right? That's right. When this position came open, I was my first name on the list. I wanted to come back.
Wow. So you are married and you have two children?
Yes.
And what else? Let's see. Where did you grow up at?
I grew up in a little town called Douglas, Georgia, down in South Georgia.
Okay. And what did you want to be when you grew up?
Originally, I wanted to be a pharmacist. My brother was going to pharmacy school. My dad was a preacher and a pharmacist.
That's an interesting combination. Preacher and a pharmacist.
He could pray for you and give you medicines at the same time. That's kind of our family little joke.
He definitely was a healer.
That's right. If one didn't work, the other one might.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. So, no, I started working in the hospital in high school, actually. And went through numerous departments. Student assistant, went through nursing department. I was a unit secretary or a ward clerk back then, and transported patients. I did a lot of different things, and I finally just found my niche in accounting in the hospital system, and that's kind of where my path led me to here.
Wow. All right. Well, we're going to be talking about today some of the aspects of the Greenwood Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. I had wanted to get down there so I could see it since I've actually never been there. So you have to promise that I can have a trip sometime
anytime.
Future so that we can learn more about it. Because one of the things that I understand is so important is picking a place to go for rehabilitation where you feel comfortable and you like what you see when you go there. And I have had it on good authority that the food at the rehabilitation hospital is very good.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
I eat there every day.
All right. Well, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about the Greenwood Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. Don't you go away.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash, then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We are right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. We are talking with Kerry Trapnell. He is the CEO of the Greenwood Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. That's a mouthful, but he says there's two things to know. One, it's a rehabilitation hospital. You're not a nursing home.
That's right? Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Now, what is the difference then between a nursing home and the rehabilitation hospital?
Well, what we have at our facility, we're a total of 54 beds. We have 42 that are licensed as an inpatient rehab facility, which is an acute care hospital. We do have 12 skilled nursing beds, which are licensed as a nursing home, but we treat those beds the same as we do our inpatient rehab side. It's just a difference for licensing, and the reason we have that is because of the insurance plans that want to pay differently for different types of services. But what sets us apart from a traditional nursing home is our job is to get you in and get you out as quickly as possible. We focus on your total care. We focus on your family, getting your family involved in the care, and get you home and back to your normal life as quickly as possible. Our average length of stay is about 15 days. And compared to a nursing home, you know, we give therapy 3 hours a day, a minimum of 5 or 7 days a week. That's a lot of therapy. It's very rigorous. We have patients ranging from teenagers up into over 100 years old that come there to get therapy. And in traditional nursing homes, you might get therapy 2 or 3 days a week at best, and usually for an hour or less. So our goal is to not let you sit there, not let you debilitate, but to get you better, rehabilitate, and get you back to the community.
Well, that sounds like my type of place, though.
Yes, it is.
Because if I have a problem or something, I don't want to be stuck somewhere for a long period of time.
That's correct. And, you know, the funny thing is, when patients are leaving our facility, they actually don't want to leave. And it's not because, you know, they don't feel ready. It's because we take such good care of them, and they've seen such great progress that they just want to stay there forever.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, do you have an outpatient facility there, or is it all inpatient?
We do not do outpatient. Self Regional has the outpatient therapy, so we allow them to do that.
Sure. Now, is there a relationship between the Greenwood Rehab Hospital and the Self Regional?
Nothing official. They were kind of a partner with us, bringing us to this community. They used to have a unit in their facility called a transitional care unit. And when they closed that unit, we kind of took over those beds and formed our rehab hospital to kind of help them and help our community, because we are the experts in this.
So you can handle any type, from a cardiac to a knee replacement, hip replacements. You'll do all the rehab that is necessary for them.
That's correct. We can do that.
Oh. And then, now, how do you get the family involved in this?
You know, that's one of the things, the way we operate our company and our facility is we have guiding principles we go by, and one of those is we believe rehabilitation is more than just physical. And with what we mean by that is a patient's not there just for physical therapy. They're there for a lot more. And a lot of times what we see is a couple things. Families aren't involved with the patient, and that's maybe why the patient is debilitated. No one's checking on them. They're falling at home. They fall and broken a hip. We try to get the family involved to learn transfers with the patient from, you know, their bed to a chair or to the bathroom or to a shower. We believe that the family, you know, is probably the number one asset to that patient. And once they leave our building, we're not there with them 24/7 once they leave. So if the family's not involved, you know, that patient may end up in the hospital again. So we really try to get our families involved and do education with them. We do have them involved in our therapy sessions. Our physicians are on board with them all the time and talking to them. And we have them involved in what we call case conference, where the family is involved with every one of the therapists and nurses involved in that patient's care.
Do you do follow-up afterwards?
We do phone call follow-ups. We definitely do.
Okay. So this is a place where you can go, you can recover quickly and get a lot of extra care. No wonder they don't want to leave, because you're giving them such good care, they'd rather stay there longer, because they know when they go home, they're probably not going to get that good of care.
That's right. That's right. You know, we hear that a lot, that when they get there, the food's great, the place is extremely clean, the floors are shiny, it's better than home, and it's not like a normal hospital, it's not a nursing home. They want to stay sometimes.
You say it's not like a normal hospital, yet you are a hospital. What do you mean by that,
Gary? You know, our focus, when you walk through our building, you're going to see a difference. You're going to see, you know, a lot of our patients consider us a resort. You know, we're not, but the type of care.
I'm coming to check in tomorrow, Carrie,
exactly.
If it's a resort.
That's right. You know, but that's, a lot of people say that because of the care we provide. You know, it's based on the patient. It's based on that patient's needs. You're not a number to us. You're not just a diagnosis to us, you know.
How come?
You know, we treat you based on what you need. You know, yeah, every person may have the same diagnosis, but you aren't the same person. Every stroke is not the same. Every knee replacement is not the same. Every age, we have all wide range of ages in our facility. And whether you're an 18-year-old with a stroke or a 100-year-old with a stroke, you have different needs. And that's what we focus on. It's individualized care for that patient.
And yet, Medicare is getting cut in several instances. The Affordable Care Act, do you deal with Medicare and the Affordable Care Act, or are you private pay?
No, we definitely deal with Medicare and insurances. We have very little private pay.
Okay. So how do you make for this great care? I mean, it's hard to get exceptional care when you're dealing with falling budgets here.
You know, that's going back to our guiding principles. One of them talks about being cost effective. You know, we're smart about what we do, and you know, to be cost effective, and with insurance cuts, Medicare has cut their reimbursement to us, other payers are trying to cut their reimbursement or trying to send patients to a cheaper location. What we have to do is just take pride in our outcomes, and we show those outcomes to those insurance companies and say, listen, if you send your patient here, it may cost you a little bit more on the front end, but most likely that patient's not going to be back in the hospital within 30 days or 60 days or 90 days. They're not going to need further care. Our job is to limit the need for those patients to be back out there spending the Medicare or the insurance company's money.
And that is working for you, because I know a lot of insurance companies that are definitely pulling back. They're not allowing some of the tests and stuff that the doctors are asking for.
That's correct.
And so how do they go along with this?
You know, with our company and the way an inpatient rehab facility is, what makes us different is if you have Medicare, you know, we get a lump sum payment for your diagnosis. So it doesn't matter what tests we run. If you have surgery while you're at our building, we have to send you yourself for surgery, or you're a clean cut, you know, diagnosis, don't need any tests. We get the same dollar amount. So it's our job to take care of you wisely. But if you need tests, you need something done, we're going to take care of that. And that's on us to take care of.
Well, you know, I think that's terrific, but, you know, I know there's other hospitals and nursing homes and whatnot that don't go with that philosophy. If they can't get the extra dollars to do a test that's needed, they won't do it.
That's right. And, you know, I've worked in acute care hospitals before. I've worked in other types of hospitals, and that's very true in that I work in nursing homes, that if a patient is what we would deem expensive, they have special needs, they have, you know, high-cost medications, a lot of those places would say no to that patient, don't bring them. And to their facility, and we don't do that. And, you know, very rarely would a patient not come to us for something like that. It's usually a need that our facility cannot handle. We would help them get to another facility somewhere else. But the majority of our patients, we take them if they can't pay, if they can pay. That's just what we do. That's just our philosophy. That's why we believe we've been successful. Our outcomes prove it, and we just do the right thing.
Are you for profit?
Yes, we are.
God, the American dream.
That's right.
For profit, right? Yes.
You know, we firmly believe, again, going back to our guiding principles, that, you know, you take care of the patient, you treat them with dignity and respect, you focus on the family that's involved, giving back to the community at the same time, the bottom line will take care of itself.
Well, you know, I think, you know, we have lost our way when it comes to healthcare on that, don't you?
I agree.
So who started this company?
We had four guys, we call them the Founding Fathers, you know, that started our company about 10 years ago, and they just had a dream that they've worked in rehab for most of their careers, and they wanted to start their own company. Again, focused on these philosophies, not always about the bottom line, the dollar, but to do the right thing for the patients.
Were
and the
they
communities.
Doctors?
They were not. Some of them were therapists, worked in medical fields throughout their career, but for most part, just good businessmen.
Where was the first one built?
In Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Las Cruces, New Mexico. Okay. Well, it certainly sounds like something that we could model a lot more things by. If we adapted that philosophy in healthcare, maybe our healthcare system would be in better shape.
I agree.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to talk more about what they do over there. We're going to get into some of the nuts and bolts in the next part. We're also going to talk about what to look at if you are having some type of surgery or problem, what you can, what you should inspect, what you should look for, because that's really important, isn't it, Carrie?
That is very, very important, looking at those outcomes and what previous patients have gone through.
Sure. And the other thing is, we don't always have to take the recommendation. I mean, lots of people have knee replacements and they have all this type of thing. And it really has become a big market in where are you going to go for your rehab?
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Everyone's competing for that business.
Yes. And as I think, is the majority of your business more elder people?
Oh, of course. Yes.
Yes. So we've got a whole generation here that are going to be looking for whether it's knees or hips or recovery from heart attacks and so many other things. You're going to want to know where should you go. It's not just always up to your doctor, is it, Carrie?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
Every patient has a choice.
I think sometimes as patients we forget that, don't we?
We do, and you know, there's nothing wrong with listening to your physician. My brother's a physician, you know, and your physician, you know, you respect their decision, you respect
sure.
what they tell you to do. And, you know, we have a lot of physicians that support us in this community. But at the same time, patients have a choice, and, you know, we firmly believe that.
Sure. And I think that if our patients realized that they had a choice, and if we realized it was we're paying for care, maybe we would be able to get better care in whatever facility
That's
we're
right.
in.
That's yeah, right.
Exactly. All right. Well, we are here with Carrie Trapnell, and we are going to be talking more with him about how to find the right place. And, of course, he's going to be very pro with the Greenwood Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. We know that. But I'm sure if you've been out there, you probably have hopefully had a very good experience. Now, you were telling me if people don't, your employees don't step up and do the right thing according to your principles, they're not there.
That's right. You know, and every new employee orientation, I'm the first one that gets up to speak. And that's just something we preach into them now and in the beginning and the whole time they're there that, you know, we want the right person to be in our facility. It's not just a job for our patients or for our employees, excuse me. It shouldn't be. We want you to buy into the culture. We want you to know that the patients come first. We do the right thing for the patients all the time. Something you may not be used to somewhere else, but when you come to our facility, we do the right things for our patients.
How is turnover there for employees?
You know, turnover is not that bad. We're always going to have some,
sure.
and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But for the most part, we don't have very bad turnover.
That's terrific. Well, you know what? It's time for South Carolina Radio News. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help. From McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, on the 72 bypass. And I was noticing you have a lot of your people involved in community activities here in Greenwood.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, in fact, you're involved in a few.
Very involved. Yes,
yes,
definitely.
March of Dimes, right?
March of Dimes, Chamber of Commerce, Partnership Alliance. We try to get very involved in our community, especially Greenwood, which is, you know, we want to give back, whether it's through time, whether it's through money, whatever we can do to give back to Greenwood, help it grow.
Well, that's a win-win situation. It's kind of like the tournament this last week, the Symmetra Tourum.
We were involved with that, too. So yeah, that's definitely it's getting more people into Greenwood. They'll know more about Greenwood. Greenwood will grow. That'll help us in the future as well at our facility.
Sure. So, but that was an awesome event and did showcase. And there were a lot of out-of-town business people here. And I was talking with Jim Medford. We probably won't know 6 months a year the actual effects
definitely.
Of businesses that
that's
look at
right.
coming in.
people that came for the first time that may move here later, you know, and just they'll use our resources at some point. So, yeah, we're very excited to see down the road how that benefits Greenwood.
Sure. And I guess all the girls, though, were in really good shape, weren't they?
They looked like it.
They were some phenomenal golfers.
Yes, they
you
were.
Gotta admit.
Great athletes.
And you know, just to say, to be able to go, what was it, the winner, Sue, she was in 81st place, won the tournament, and now was in fourth place for money making.
I saw that. It's amazing.
It is.
From one tournament.
If only life could be that easy.
Exactly.
It would be great. It would be great. But let's really talk about how you do actually pick a facility. And I guess if you're having a knee or a hip or something, you know it's coming.
Mm-hmm. That's
so,
great.
So, I mean, if you have a heart attack, you may not have that luxury to make a plan.
That's right.
But on some of these, you do. What type of things should people actually inspect, ask, look at if they know they're going to need rehabilitation after the surgery?
For those patients that know they're going to have a planned surgery or a planned event where they're going to need rehab afterwards, you know, we always say, tour to other facilities, you know, go see the other facilities in our community or in other towns, come tour ours. You know, it doesn't matter if you come see us first, see us last, but we firmly believe you come in our building, you're going to choose us. You're going to see a different type of facility where it's clean, there's fresh sunlight coming through the buildings, you're going to see smiling faces, you're going to smell great food, you're just going to feel a
at
warmth
home?
In our building at home. You know,
and home and better.
That's right, home and better. You know, our goal is to get you home. You know, and as quickly as possible. So, you know, we could look at it two ways, where we're terrible and we want you out as quickly as possible, or we take great care of you and you're ready to get home and back to the community as quickly as possible.
Now, what type of questions, though? Because, I mean, you can walk around and you can see this. And two, I want to ask you, how do you say, I want to come tour the facility?
Sure. Very easy. You can just walk in and ask for a tour.
Okay.
It happens all the time. Happens all the time. Or you can call and ask for administration, ask for marketing or myself, and I'll be happy to give a tour to anyone that wants to see our facility. We take great pride in showing off our facility, whether it's through tours, through chamber events in our building. We allow people to come in and have meetings and so forth, our facility.
You just had one there, didn't
we? We did, business
yeah.
after hours.
Yeah,
so
you did.
That's where we showcase our facility. We showcase our gym, which is where all the therapy, where the magic happens, like we like to say, where all the therapists and the therapy takes place for our patients. So, you know, if you have a choice and you have time to look, you know, one thing to ask for is their outcomes. You know, when you look at our facility, we have certain scores that we measure ourselves against every other rehab hospital in the nation. And, you know, if you go to another facility, ask them what their scores are. Ask them, you know, what their discharge to community percentage is. Ask them, you know, the functional gains the patients make for your diagnosis. We can pull all that data and we can show it to you within minutes to say, if you had a stroke, this percentage of patients, you know, this event happens for them. They go home with this or they need this care. We can show you that data. We track nearly everything.
So you should go by there. You should probably eat there.
Should probably eat there.
Probably
sure.
eat
sure.
there, yeah. I mean, I've been invited to eat there because the food is so
That's
good.
Right. That's right.
Exactly. And I know that Carol Scales and the,
yes.
is it the Pilot Club?
That's the Pilot Club, yes.
They did the, they've done a swing wheelchair.
They are in the process. They got a grant approved for that and they're raising additional money. They want to donate that to our facility for our patients and we can't wait to have that for our patients and their families to take, to enjoy that.
You know, one of the things that I think has changed when you look, you said it's how long has your organization been in existence?
10 years.
10 years. Care facilities, whether it's a hospital, or whether a rehab, they definitely look at different ways of having more sunlight. And when you look at the cancer center over mm-hmm. there at Self Regional with the healing garden and everything.
Right.
And then to be able to have that outside, it really does make a difference for people.
It does. We have a therapy courtyard as well. So if you want to have your therapy outside, we have different surfaces, you know, to walk on, to use your wheelchair on, to, you know, have steps, grass, gravel, dirt, wood, everything, manhole covers. You know, try to see, you know, can you get back to community? Maybe if you want to be outside, we have, you know, different, you know, back porches where you can go out and sit if you want to and just enjoy the sunlight. But every room has a window mm-hmm. to outside. Not every facility has that. You know, sunlight throughout the building everywhere. Even our nurse's station is open at the top so sunlight can come in. You can see down every hallway and see sunlight coming in. We believe a clean facility, a bright facility, even great artwork. You know, that's what people feel like. You know, this is a clean place. This is a great place. They're going to take care of me.
Sure. So any other type of questions? Now, for those acute rehabilitation, what does that mean?
You know, acute rehabilitation, acute means, you know, you're in a hospital, basically, an inpatient facility. You know, we're an interdisciplinary approach to how we take care of each patient. And I say that is, you know, we talk about this in new employee orientation that, you know, it's not just therapy a patient's there for. Nursing is involved. Our physicians are involved. We have dietitian on staff, our dietary staff, our housekeepers. Everyone plays an integral piece of the puzzle to get that patient the best care. You know, I mean, a patient may talk more to the housekeeper and say, you know, this is how I'm really feeling. This right. is what I really need because they
and
form that bond.
You want the opinion of the housekeeper?
Exactly. You
now
know,
that's
sometimes
unusual.
You do. It
yeah.
happens. And, you know, sometimes our housekeepers get the most praise from our patients, you know, because they see them every single day and sometimes multiple times a day. Nurses or therapists, you know, may change from shift to shift, but that housekeeper they may see every day. But the point is every one of them has a piece of the puzzle. A therapist, you know, a patient performs one way for a therapist, mm-hmm. performs another way for a nurse, performs another way for family or a physician. So everyone has to be involved. So when they say interdisciplinary, they all have to be on the same page. They're all communicating daily about those patients. They say, you know what, patient A did this for me. Well, she did that for me. So what does the patient really need to get the best care and to get home as quickly as possible?
Yeah, they probably say things like, I don't like that therapist over there. She hurts me when she makes me work out.
You know, that happens. It's funny. You know, one of the needs we say a patient has is social needs. And it's so funny to watch patients go to our cafeteria for their three meals a day. And sometimes it's an orthopedic patient. They may come over the same day, had the same surgery, same physician. And they're comparing battle scars. They're comparing, you know, how rough that therapist was, but how much they love her at the same time. She works me hard, but it's for the right reasons,
yeah.
You know, and when patients leave our facility, they're smiling, they're laughing, they're crying, they don't want to leave, they love our therapists, they love our nurses, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. All right, well, we are here with Kerry, and we are talking with him. He is Kerry Trapnell, CEO of the Greenwood Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. You had to choose a nice short name here, and we're going to come back here in just a minute. Hey, if you have a question, maybe something you want to ask, something you want to find out, this is your opportunity. Give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. I'm Ann Eller here with Kerry Trapnell. He is the CEO of the Greenwood Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. I'm telling you what, before you just let somebody tell you where you're going to go, you ought to check it out yourself. You know, empowering people is what it's all about, isn't it?
It is. You know, patients have to have a choice. You know, they need to have that choice as well to make sure they're getting the care that they deserve.
Sure. And you know, I think there's a lot to be said on moving somebody in and moving somebody out and getting them back to their life and their routine and their pets and all this other stuff that makes life comfortable. Whether you're young or old, you like those routines.
You do. And, you know, we see a lot of patients that come in and they cry daily because they miss their dog.
Right.
You know, and, you know, we use that as, you know, a reason to get better faster.
Sure.
Let us get you home to your dog. Let's get home to your children, your grandchildren, or whatever it may be. We use that as a you know, resource to get that patient moving along quicker.
Sure. So that's why you need to check it out, and that would be, I guess, one of the big advantages to going to the Greenwood Regional Rehabilitation Hospital.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, our outcomes are what we're there for, and you may have seen we're ranked in the top 10% in the nation in our outcomes.
And right here in Greenwood.
Right here in Greenwood. And that's out of over 800 rehab facilities in the nation that participate in this and sharing their results. And out of the top 10%, that's pretty good. You know, in 2000, they only award the top 10%. In 2012, we were actually in the top 5%. which puts us in the top, 40-ish hospitals in the nation. Well, in 2013, we're in the top 2% in the nation. So we're in the top 15 to 16 hospitals in the nation right here in Greenwood. Based
now,
on
what
our
about
outcomes.
How do your other hospitals face in your organization?
In our organization, every one of our hospitals, our rehab hospitals, has been in the top 10%. So when you're in the top 15, about 8 to 9 others of those are Ernest Health hospitals as well.
That's what I was thinking.
We have no hospital that has not been in the top 10%.
That's amazing.
That is amazing, and that's our culture. And it, it really pays off in the outcomes. If we wouldn't do what we do, we wouldn't focus on the patient, we wouldn't, be cost effective. We wouldn't take the patients we take if we didn't know we could do that, have the best outcomes.
Now, that brings up another topic. Take the patients that we take. I mean, do you look at a patient and say, oh, I think you need to go to a different facility?
It happens. It does. We don't turn away a lot of patients, but there are patients that we do that, there are guidelines we have to follow for mm-hmm. Medicare and other payers to be classified an inpatient rehab facility. So we do have to abide by those. So there may be some patients that, they just need more time somewhere else and then come to us, or maybe it is a long-term nursing facility. We are not a long-term nursing home. And if a patient's family is, that's their plan, we will normally shy away from that type of patient. It may be that we want that patient to come, we think we can get them home, but the family is adamant no, then that patient may not come to our facility.
So you're telling me a family that is looking for long-term care for their mom, dad, or relative
right.
may say, well, we don't want to get them back 2 weeks or 3 weeks. We need them to stay there.
Right.
That's code words for, I don't think you can come here then, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Do you have any problem keeping the beds filled?
Sometimes, but not always. You know, there's always that cyclical, summertime and, patients, it's just aren't getting elective surgeries or what have you, and sometimes it happens first of the year, sometimes it happens later in the year, but it happens. But for the most part, we do very well with maintaining a good census.
Do you think the Affordable Care Act is going to have an effect on your business?
It's going to have an effect. What that effect is going to be is still up in the air. In theory, more people will have insurance and have access, but at the same time,
they have to pay that deductible first.
That's correct.
That's the thing I don't think anybody ever put out there, because in the old insurance, you kind of worked your deductible, didn't you?
You're right, and what we're hearing is the deductibles are so much higher.
Yes.
You may have insurance, but you may not be able to afford to go anywhere because your bill is going to be too high. Or
but really, you have catastrophic insurance.
You're exactly
is what you
right.
Have.
You're yeah. right. And what we're seeing a lot of is patients will come to us and their insurance, or want to come to us, and the insurance says, "Oh, well, I'm sorry, we don't pay for that. You have great insurance, but we won't pay for what we call post acute care. You can go to a hospital. That's it. After that, you're on your own, and that's just not right."
It's not right.
No.
And, one of the things that I had also heard about is that they're actually kind of, what shall I use the word, punishing hospitals like yours.
That's correct. Our hospital is a little bit more expensive than a nursing home. But when you look at our length of stay of being a couple weeks compared to 60, 90, 100 days, you're going to get your money's worth, and we're actually going to probably be cheaper in the long run because you won't get readmitted to another hospital. You won't stay there forever and, come up with more diagnoses. When longer you sit somewhere, the sicker you can get sometimes.
Absolutely. But I did think that was a bad side of that regular hospitals, hey, they're okay. But rehabilitation hospitals or any of these other type of doctors who have started their own hospitals.
That's correct.
Are actually having problems because they don't want to pay.
That's correct. That's very true.
I know. I found this out. Yeah, but the deductible is a big problem for a lot of people. It would be better just to have catastrophic insurance, wouldn't
That's
it,
right.
really?
It
yeah,
could be.
I mean, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's see, Carrie, anything else that I haven't covered that maybe you'd like to tell us about your rehabilitation hospital?
The one thing I want to add, we talked about our outcomes, but, May is National Stroke Awareness Month. And, while we're here, I want to make sure we cover that because stroke patients come to our facility. And in 2013, we were able to be classified as a primary stroke center of excellence through Joint Commission, which is the accreditation company. Self-regional is a primary stroke center, and so are we. So that continuum of care is what we're looking for. You go to self-regional through the emergency room with a stroke, and you get your care taken there. We want you to come to us for rehabilitation. No other facility around here has that distinction like we do. And the only way you can get that certification is to pay them to come in here and look at your information and your data to say, and tell us what we do wrong. And, you know, and for them to come in and do a survey and to walk out and say, you know what, your outcomes are some of the best in the nation, you know, for stroke patients, for all patients, you know, that certification, we call it the gold seal of approval, mm-hmm. you know, that's huge for us, and that's huge for this community. So we want everyone to know that if you have a stroke and you go to South Regional or you go to another hospital, think about us. You know, it's very hard to think about us after the fact, but know about us on the front end. That's what we're here for. We specialize in that type of care, and we can get you back home.
You know, that's another thing to really discuss. As we age, we don't know what is going to happen to us.
That's right.
Are you going to have a stroke? Are you going to have a heart attack? You know, diabetes, any of these things. You may be incapacitated to be able to make that decision. It would be a really good idea to get a family member or have a, what do they call it, a medical power of attorney.
That's correct.
That somebody that should something happen, they would have some idea what you would like.
And have some say, exactly. And that's, you know, sometimes the patients, especially if you have a stroke and there's very little family participation, the decision may fall on a physician or a case manager or someone else who thinks what this is best for you. And, you know, and that may give up on you and say, you know what, this person's never going to recover. Let's send them somewhere for long term. We don't always believe that. You know, we want to see you in your facility and come evaluate you, and our physicians look at the case, our therapists look at it, our nurses look at it and say, you know what, we can do something for this patient. Don't give up on them. Let us take care of them.
I think there are amazing things that we're finding, particularly on stroke victims, aren't we?
Definitely. Definitely.
So this is something that you shouldn't give up. And, of course, if you get that first diagnosis, make sure that you take the next step.
That's right. That's right.
So that is pretty awesome right here in Greenwood. You know, people always think you have to travel far away, don't you, to get great care?
You used to think that, but not anymore, not here in Greenwood.
That's right. So make sure you check out the Greenwood Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. Do y'all have a website?
We do.
Well, what's the website?
It is grrh.earnesthealth.com.
Okay. And it has a lot of information on there, I would presume?
Yes, it does. And if you go to earnesthealth.com, E-R-N-E-S-T, earnest like the name, health.com, you can see all of our hospitals. You can click on the map and look at all our facilities throughout the country and see all of our information on every one of them.
Okay. So this would be a good thing to do. You know you're going to have some health care needs, then go ahead and check it out. Don't wait till you got to go and have something and then you don't have the opportunity to make a choice. For some people, going to a nursing home may be the best solution. But for a lot of people, getting home quickly, you know, what do we always hear from everybody? I want to go home. I want to go home.
Even when
you have a better facility than you have at home.
Exactly.
We all want to go home. So please check that out and make sure that you know where you would like to go. Anything else? It's been a very fascinating conversation. I'm so glad we were able to have you here, Carrie, this afternoon.
Thank you for having me, and we appreciate you inviting me here.
Absolutely. And when you need some help, now where is the Greenwood Rehabilitation Hospital?
We're located at 1530 Parkway. Mm-hmm. We are across from South Regional. Mm-hmm. If you go, you know where Subway is and DaVita Dialysis, we are back behind them.
So very easy to find. Very easy to find and close to the hospital.
That's correct.
So make sure you take a trip over there, check it out, find out some of the things you're going to need, and be proactive.
That's correct.
The difference between healthcare today and healthcare pre-Affordable Health Care Act, I think.
That's right.
I mean, we've all supposed to have been, but now we really do
you
need to be.
You have to be now.
That's right. All right. Well, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. We are just about finished here. You've learned how to pick a rehabilitation facility. You've learned a lot about the Greenwood Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. That's a mouthful.
GRRH.
GRRH, mm-hmm. But it doesn't tell you what you are.
That's right.
That's right. All right. Well, Carrie Trapnell, thanks so much for coming out this afternoon.
Thank you.
All right. This is going to do it for us. If you'd missed the show, or if you'd like to find out more, or you'd like to send this to somebody, you know this is going to be on our website, WCRS1450AM.net. And again, Carrie says, give him a call. Come on over there. What's the telephone number?
864-330-1800.
Get over there and see him. You know, you've been listening to our favorite radio station, WCRS, right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks so much, Carrie.
Thank you, Ann.